Hey everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with another video episode for Should I Drink That .com.
Or even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
And that holds very, very true for this video.
This could be a very bad video episode that we're doing here.
Because it's
pizza beer.
Pizza beer.
That's right, it's pizza beer.
It's not beer to go with pizza, it's pizza in a bottle.
It's Mamma Mia Pizza from the Pizza Beer Company over there in Illinois, United States. Yes, that's right.
It's ale brewed with oregano, basil, tomato, and garlic.
Now, of course, we have the trusty SIDT laptop with us. So, from the website, pizza beer is a debris-free product.
What does that mean?
That's good, it's debris-free, I guess, apparently. The margarita pizza is put into the mash and steeped like a teabag. Teabag.
Teabag? Nice.
They teabag it, apparently. A whole wheat crust made with water, flour, and yeast is topped with tomato, oregano, basil, and garlic.
What the hell are we doing here, people?
You know what? You asked us to drink this, and we are. Because we drink it, so
you don't have to.
Yeah, the essence of the pizza spices is washed off with hot water and filtered into a brew pot. Oh, this is going to be bad.
I'm really looking forward to trying this because it's so weird.
During the process, we add hops and spices in a cheesecloth-type bag and filter the cool liquid into a fermentation vessel, a big glass 6-gallon water jug.
Ooh. Wow, so they're homebrewing this shit.
After a week or two, the beer is good to go. Keg it or bottle it. So there you go. That's what we have. Currently on Beer Advocate, this beer gets a fantastic C rating. There's 43 reviews at the time we're doing this.
A C plus, I believe. Oh, no, it's a C.
It's a C.
I apologize.
And there's a 4.6 ABV. So there you go. That's all you need to know. We're going to drink this.
We've been sitting on this beer for a while.
Since February.
I've been waiting for this big time, so.
And we're recording in May, so it's had a couple months to turn, I guess, age.
Oh, by the way, they're twist offs, dude. Got
it. It's a good thing.
Don't need the butt plug / bottle opener.
Alright. This could be rough.
I didn't want that. Oh, that smells like oregano.
Oh, hey. Alright, so let's pour these into our pint glasses and find out what it's like. Wow. Ton of carbonation.
Oh.
Wow. It's extremely clear. I'm really not sure what to make of this.
It's carbonated.
Yes.
Very well. Nice head to it. Smells like friggin' pizza, honestly.
Wow, this is a first for the show. You're putting food into beer.
We're beer into food.
Whatever.
Dude, now I want a friggin' pizza. Smell that.
That is good. I do want a pizza.
Cheers, buddy.
I can go for a Vinnie Pie or something. So, in honor of Should I Drink That's anniversary show, our 3-year, this is for you guys.
Pizza beer.
Dits?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Let's try it.
Dude, I love this.
I'm getting...
Fucking liquid pizza.
I'm getting... Wow, I really get the sauce.
So why?
It's not that bad.
It's prominent with the tomato flavor.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
As weird as this beer is, as much people bash it, for what it is, it's very well done.
It's actually not that bad.
I like it a lot.
I was honestly ready to bash the so hell out of this thing, but...
I'm going to pour more.
Yeah, it did foam up pretty quick. This isn't that bad.
Well, we got this locally, didn't we not?
I got this at Bird Pizza and Wings, I believe is the name, over in Bridgeville. We actually got the last two bottles they had.
I'm going to call them and see if they have more. I want more of this.
Yeah, it's Chef Tom and Chef Athena are on the labels here. Wow, this actually isn't bad.
I like this.
Damn!
Why are you people bashing this beer? I mean, take it for what it's worth. It's a beer that tastes like freaking pizza.
You can visit them online at www.pizzabeer.net.
It does say beer's so good, it deserves a wine glass.
Wow, that does have a strong, like, pizza aftertaste.
Yeah, it does, man. It's awesome. I love this.
Now, I'm not saying it's like the supreme pizza from Pizza Hut or anything like that.
You get the tomato sauce flavor prominent.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not getting like pepperoni mushroom, don't get me wrong. But
now, according to the label, it says beer's so good it deserves a wine glass.
Yeah. Oregano, basil, tomato, and garlic.
It's actually not bad.
I don't really get any. I get a little basil, I guess, and oregano. Oregano right off the bat of the smell, but I don't really get the garlic, do
you? You know what? I'm loving the tomato taste, though.
I actually want to order a pizza now. Is it too late?
Yeah, it is in Pennsylvania.
Nah. At this hour.
I'm tasting the oregano. I taste the sauce. This is...
The sauce is prominent to me.
This is actually
the tomato,
good.
I guess. But you get that aroma, and then when you put it to your lips, man, it's freaking pizza. What can I say?
Now, I don't know if I can drink too many of these, because after a while, it's like eating so many pieces of pizza, it's... You get
now, if they deliver this to your house in more than 30 minutes, is it free?
Is it free? I want to know, because, wow. Yeah, this is...
This would actually go kick ass with pizza.
You know,
we're going to do this again and order a pizza and do it together.
Because this is actually really good.
Off camera or not, we got to do it.
This is
incredible. Is it weird? Yes. Is it not normal? Yes. Is it worth trying?
Absolutely.
Hell yes.
Yes, you have to absolutely try this. This is...
Wow. I can't get over how this tastes like a fucking pizza.
I will admit that when we were getting everything ready for this, I was afraid that we were going to have to chug it.
I thought it was going to be a joke.
I honestly thought it would be a lot thicker, too.
Now that I want a pizza, I'm just going to milk this and savor it.
Dude, this is better than ordering pizza.
Cheers, brother.
Dude, tits and ass.
Tits and pizza.
Tits and pizza. Tits, pizza, and ass.
Oh, man. I want to keep a six-pack of this in my house all the time. Cause, you know, you get them nights where, shit, I want a pizza. Oh, it's too late. Let me get a pizza beer.
This is actually really good.
I love this.
What the hell did you people do? We were ready to bash you ahead of time. This is good. So,
Mama Mia, cheers to you, man.
Cheers to you guys. Good beer.
Awesome beer. Not just a good beer. This is an incredible beer.
Incredible for pizza beer.
Yes.
Don't get us wrong. We've had some really great beers. We've had Dark Lord. We've
but
had a
this,
lot of them,
you but. Can't categorize this beer into a craft beer thing. Actually, you can. This craft beer, this is it. This is taking some friggin' weird-ass ingredients and putting it in the beer. I thought, yeah, it's going to taste like shit. A little greasy pizza. It actually smells and tastes like a pizza.
This is good.
I can't say anything more. This is great.
Damn, I wanted to slam a beer.
Sorry, guys. I think our fans and our friends expected us to slam this because it's so weird.
Ain't gonna happen.
Not gonna happen. I love this beer.
This is actually...
You burped it up, didn't you?
I did. And let me tell you, it tastes like pizza.
Oh, it does. I think I got a little pepperoni there.
This is good beer.
I don't know what else to say, Spill.
Thank you for a great 3 years. This is our video contribution to our 3-year anniversary. We are drinking the Mamma Mia pizza beer.
We thought we'd do a crazy, stupid beer for you and hate it, but this is good shit. Sorry.
Now, normally we would chug a beer, because that's what we do on our videos, but
this is a damn good beer. I don't want to chug it.
I think we're going to sit back and savor this one. I can't believe I'm going to savor a pizza beer.
I know. I totally expected to trash this beer because it's just a wild idea. But as a home brewer, now I want to make this shit.
I love the liquor.
If I could home brew a pizza beer, I would.
The liquor that it has in my mouth, I guess you could say.
Oh,
the taste that's sitting on my palate.
It's like, you know how you eat like a really cheesy pepperoni pizza? You bite into it, put it down, and you get that pizza taste in your mouth?
Exactly.
That's this beer. It's incredible.
That's it. I don't know what to tell you.
It's friggin' amazing.
This is good beer.
Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia. I have an ABBA song stuck now, but
great. Mamma Mia Pizzeria. This is some good shit.
Yeah. Guys, thank you again for another great year.
Great 3 years.
Great 3 years all together.
For shouldidrinkthat.com, this is the most reverent Father Spoon.
Sick puppy.
Or even if it's crap,
we drink it
so you don't have to.
Love you guys.
Bitches!
Eat a bullet.